Hope you enjoyed your weekends. We have a gangbuster lineup this week of guests. Tonight's show, we'll have Dr. Bill Warrick talking about anthrax, the 9/11 cover-up, and so much more. But before we get to our special guest for tonight, let's do what we like to call the Intel Hub News Brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief. Uncovering the cold, hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from The Bob Tuscan Show.
Well, listen to this. Psychiatric medicines that are excreted by humans and find their way into the waterways can change the behavior of fish in rivers and streams, scientists report in a new study. Researchers found that wild European perch exposed to the anxiety-moderating drug oxazepam, however you pronounce that. If you can't pronounce it, it's probably no good for you. That's my rule of thumb. In an experimental pond in Sweden where we're less fearful and more aggressive feeders, ecologists worry that such changes in fish behavior could lead to unexpected ecological consequences, including changing the composition of species in waterways and increasing the risk of potentially toxic algae blooms. Earlier this week, drug czar Gil Gerlachowski told a Canadian news magazine, and I don't know how to pronounce his name either, it's probably no good for you, maybe in an attempt to get it glossed over by the American media, well, he said that the Department of Justice does indeed plan on going after large marijuana distributors and growers in Colorado and Washington. So, you know, forget state rights. Let's go after them. The feds are coming in, and they're going to pound hard. Have no fear. Two top officials of the East Orange Water Commission have been charged with conspiring to close contaminated wells before monthly water tests so as to falsely report low levels of a regulated contaminant in drinking water supplied to customers, then opening the wells, allowing the chemical back into the water supply. Absolutely no regard, but there's no surprise there. These are the same crooks that put fluoride in our water supply. At least three people in the small Japanese fishing port of Ishinomaki have received gold bars from a mystery benefactor through the mail. I would love to receive some gold bars through the mail. With the price of gold these days, geez, that would be a great mystery package. The town was devastated by the 2011 tsunami, and most of it has still not been rebuilt. In total, the gold bars received so far are thought to be worth around $250,000. The townspeople say they do not know who has sent the gold, but they hope to use it to restore the area. I want to thank our executive producer, John Goodvives. He wrote a book called Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance. And I don't get to plug it enough, but if you get a chance, check out his free ebooks as well and audiobooks at his website, AOTMR.com. Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance. AOTMR.com. That's our executive producer, John Goodvives. And coming up in just moments, as promised, Dr. Bill Warrick will be checking in with us. You might not know Dr. Bill. Well, he's local in my area. He's a activist with Veterans for Peace and so many other causes. He's really an in-depth researcher on topics such as 9/11, but not just 9/11. He gets into anthrax. I mean, I'll let him speak for himself. I don't need to go on and on about it. He'll be with us in just moments here on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're not going to want to miss tonight's show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
Well, up on our YouTube channel, Not For Sale, the number 2 NWO, we had the privilege of posting Dr. Bill Warrick's recent lecture, and he gets into community banking and a look at our financial system, and more importantly, solutions to combat the various problems that we have with our messed up system. Check it out. That's not what we're going to be talking about tonight, but I'm sure we'll get into it here and there. I'm going to let Bill kind of take over tonight's show and take us in whatever direction he likes. He has a wealth of information. It really is an honor to have him. He really is somebody locally that I look up to as far as being a outspoken activist in the community. He's a family physician here, but heck, he knows more about 9/11 than I think he does health. No, maybe I'm wrong. Bill, are you with us? Well, thanks so much for joining us. I'm glad to have you. What is it that you wanted to outline and get into in great detail tonight with us on the show?
Remember history. If they don't remember history,
they don't remember, it's bound to be repeated, right?
People have to remember and look at and know history, because if they don't know history, they're lost. And this is why we're in the situation we're in, because the history that led us here is widely available on the internet and books, and if you just do a reasonable amount of looking, you can find all this stuff, and it all goes down to the banks, because that's who's controls all the money. Meyer Rothschild said a couple centuries ago that he didn't care who the politicians were as long as he controlled the money, which they do. We had this interest-based private banking system, which has forced almost every country on earth to borrow money from a central bank that they control. And that's been the main problem. And the history for it has been laid out in many books. Alan Brown has a book called Web of Debt, which outlines it all. Edward Griffin has this Preacher from Jekyll Island. There's a book called Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Now, the problem that some of these had, not Alan Brown, but the Secrets of the Federal Reserve, the guy who was funding it was a serious anti-Semite, and so that's thrown it into disrepute. But what he has in the book is correct. He explains the ownership of the Federal Reserve, and one of the things that I talked about in my workshop at the Vets for Peace convention last summer is this order of battle of these bankers. And the Federal Reserve is owned by the private bankers that started it. It's several banks. They're all based on Wall Street in New York City, started it. But these banks are owned by people in London, and that bank is controlled by the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland, and this is the bank at the top of the system. And everybody has to borrow money. Countries have to borrow money, which is totally ridiculous. As Ellen Brown shows, countries have the absolute right, and it's in the Constitution as well, to coin their own money, and that's how you're able to control your life, or the country is able to control its politics and its whole system, as long as they issue their own currency and control their own money and can issue credit without any interest on it. That's how countries become wealthy and rich, and that's what the banking cabal feared centuries ago about the United States, was that it was so rich that it, if it controlled its own currency, which is what they were doing in the late 1700s, prior to the start of the Revolutionary War, they were coining their own money. Pennsylvania had the best system. Ben Franklin explained it, and what they did was issue credit to the various banks. The banks loaned it out. People borrowed it. They used the money to start their own, little businesses and do various things, and they, they prospered. But then the banksters in London started counterfeiting the money and flooded the system and ruined it. But the main thing is to control the supply of money, and the way that was done in Pennsylvania is that Pennsylvania issued the credit they spent into the economy, an amount that would cover the interest. So when the interest goes out there, or when the credit goes out there, it's able to be repaid because the money comes, the money that the interest comes to them, in the form of infrastructure building, and so that the credit can be paid back with the small interest that was charged. But in the current system, under the Federal Reserve and all these central banks and all these countries that are controlled by these banksters in Switzerland, is that you borrow money, but you don't get the interest. There's nowhere to the interest. You have to borrow more money to get the interest. So it's a continuous pyramid scheme, which, is bound to collapse, which is happening.
What do you see as a possible solution to go beyond it? I'm not a fan of the gold standard. A lot of people think that you know, if we go back to a gold standard, that will fix everything. And at the end of the day, Bill, I don't know if you've heard this before, but you know what the golden rule is, right?
Yeah, right. He holds the gold rule.
Makes the rules, exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is that there's not enough gold to back all the currency. I mean, you still are going to have more currency in your system than you have gold to exchange for it. And so the under the current system, money is debt. Issued with an interest to be paid back on it, but the interest has to come from future loans, and so it's bound for disaster, because once the bankers start calling in the loans, there isn't enough money to pay them all back, and then everything, all the assets, all the resources get shifted upward, and that's what's been happening.
Right.
The money supply has become shifted further and further upward, instead of having what is called the shell glass type distribution of money, which is, you know, shell glass is when you go into a bar and get a beer, you get a shell glass that is wider at the top than it is at the bottom, but it's a gentle decline to the bottom, but what we have now is a champagne glass form, where you have this, you know, the reservoir is all at the top, and then you have this thin flute that comes down at the bottom that's just mostly just solid glass, and there's very little of the champagne at the bottom. So that's what's happened to our money supply. It's all been shifted up, and it's getting more and more shifted in that direction.
Right. We're going to shift gears here eventually and talk about your work with anthrax and 9/11 and that kind of thing. But why is it that these bankers are usurping the people? What do you think the root of their evil is?
Well, I mean, it's just power. I mean, power corrupts absolutely, and the more power you get, the more corrupted you get. And so it's just this incredible power trip that they've gotten into, and it's, you know, it's addictive. They can't get out of it.
Yeah. And eventually, you know, they can have as much money as they could possibly imagine. They can print the money, create the debt, and at a certain point, I mean, what else do you need? At a certain point, it's no longer about material wealth.
No, it's about the power and the wealth, but it's mainly the power. That's really what they... what they want, and they want this world government, and they've been talking about that for a few, couple centuries or so, and that's what they're working for. One of the things that came up in the research was this Albert Pike prophecy. Now, there's some controversy as whether Albert Pike actually made this prophecy. He was a Confederate war general and was part of the Southern Rite of Scottish Freemasons that was the Confederacy. And he made this prediction at the end of the war. It's now, I think, 142 years ago that he made this prediction of three world wars, although it may not have been him who said it. Somebody said it, and that seems to be where we're headed. Right now, we're on the brink of this World War III because of this confrontation over Syria and Iran. And it just keeps moving, you know, bit by bit, closer and closer to a major war.
Well, let's hope that we're going to do everything we can to get the word out so that we can avoid that. When we come back, we'll continue on that note with Bill Warrick, Dr. Bill Warrick, our special guest tonight on The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight's guest, Dr. Bill Warrick. And Dr. Warrick, let me ask you, how do we prevent this sort of another, you know, how do we prevent future false flag attacks and getting the word out with, you know, this possible attack on Iran? We've seen, you know, various pieces of propaganda here and there. What's your take as an activist on how to prevent this from happening?
Well, getting the main thing is to have whistleblowers inside the system who leak things, and that has helped immensely in the past. In 2007, when the new Iran threat assessment came out on nuclear weapons, the person in the CIA who was responsible for the report made it clear that Iran had stopped their nuclear weapons development program 4 years previous, and that kind of put the kibosh on it, of the war at the time. And also, there was another thing that occurred. It's called the Kennebunkport Warning, which Webster Tarpley talked about. But that was when this B-52 took off from an air base in, it was Minot, South Dakota, with a loaded nuclear weapon on it, which is totally illegal to have a loaded nuclear weapon on a plane in the United States within the territory. But it was leaked out, and a lot of people lost their jobs. And then the people who actually did the loading of the plane, there were several lower-level enlisted personnel, all of whom who died mysteriously after that. And then there was the guy who was the head of the base. He was severely reprimanded. And that was stopped then. And that's really the only way people have to leak. And that's the organization called the Oath Keepers is important, because the Oath Keepers, are basically an organization that of people who have federal jobs in which they have to swear the oath to the Constitution when they start their job. And if people pledge their allegiance to the Constitution and swear that they will protect and defend it against all enemies, that includes internal enemies, which is always the problem. And that's the problem now. It's internal enemies who carry out false flag operations, to use the Hegelian dialectic, to instill fear in the population, which makes it easy to control them.
Right, and we've seen this time and time again. And you did a presentation on anthrax, correct?
Yes, that was a year ago last September when I first did that. And it came out of, actually, it was a teach-in I did on Libya. And this was in mid-July of 2011. And I did that at Santa Fe Community College. Dr. David Price, who's a professor there, allowed me to speak. And I talked about what was going on in Libya and what a lie everything was that was in the major media about what was going on there. So I basically did myself and another member of Vets for Peace did this teach-in, and one of the things that happened that very day or the day before, there was a major development in the anthrax case in which the first person who died from the anthrax attack, who actually worked in Florida and was at this building where The Sun was published, he worked for that, and then there was the National Enquirer is also in the building, and I believe there was also CIA offices there as well. But the main thing was this guy died. His family sued because Fort Detrick supposedly allowed this Dr. Ivins to produce this anthrax, and they sued over it. But the Justice Department, in defending the case, had come out and said that Fort Detrick didn't have facilities to produce the anthrax that was used in the attacks, because it was highly weaponized anthrax. And so this caused great consternation. Two people wrote articles about it, Glenn Greenwald and Justin Raimondo of AnyWar.com. Glenn Greenwald at the time was with Salon. They both said this was a major development. They had been following the anthrax attacks off and on for years. The FBI had tried to pin it on two different patsies. They failed with the first one. They had to pay him in a lawsuit $several million to compensate him for all he went through. Then they went after Bruce Ivins. They tried to do it to him, and they drove him to suicide.
Yep, he killed himself. He was suicided. Hey, when we come back, the historic court case against the BBC's cover-up of 9/11 evidence. Don't go anywhere.
Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Talking with Bill Warrick tonight. Dr. Bill Warrick is our special guest, and we have yet to bring up this historic court case against the BBC's cover-up of 9/11 evidence. Of course, the BBC most infamously reported that Building 7 had already collapsed, with the buildings right there in the background. Dr. Warrick, tell us more.
Yeah, this is one of the big main factors in indicating that 9/11 was an inside job. The big thing is the anthrax attack, because the anthrax attack was set up to be blamed first on the hijackers, and then they tried to blame it on Iraq to get the war against Iraq. But all of that fell through because they had highly weaponized anthrax. An investigative reporter named and lawyer named I'm blanking on his name who's from Maryland, laid out all the evidence on the anthrax attack, and explained that the, Barry Kissin is his name, and he explained all the, information, about, the anthrax and how, the FBI covered up the fact that it was made most likely at one of, or made for certain at one of two places, either Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah or Battelle Labs in Ohio. There was no other place where this highly weaponized anthrax that was a trillion spores per gram could have come from. The most potent form of it was sent to the two senators who were holding up the Patriot Act. And that was one of the major giveaways. But all the entire thing about the anthrax attack was tied to, it was set up to be tied to 9/11. And first the hijackers, then Iraq. All of that fell through. They tried to pin it on the two Patsies. Bruce Ivins, they never really got the, had any evidence that showed that he did anything. He couldn't have done it anyway because he was not a, a bioweapons expert. He was an immunologist who made vaccines, and he worked with wet anthrax, and this, the deadly anthrax that was used in the attacks was dry anthrax, totally separate thing. It was a weapon, and he's an immunologist and knows nothing about making a bioweapon, which required special equipment that was only at those two places, Battelle Labs in Ohio and Dugway Proving Grounds. So at any rate, it was, that was one of the big things. And then the other thing was that Building 7 was announced to have collapsed before it collapsed, and it was visible on television. And this is what this, one of the things that this suit is about in Britain. In Britain, this guy who was a police intelligence analyst was instructed to do a threat assessment to the country. This was probably a year and a half or 2 years ago, and he had been looking at things separate from that, separate from his job anyway, related to 7/7 and then 9/11, and he got into doing this threat assessment, and it became clear to him eventually that the threat was not from without, it's always from within, and that is just out, down through history, that's always what happens. The threat comes with it, comes from within. And so he finally could not present what they wanted him to present, which was threats that were supposed to be from, you know, from terrorists. He said that when he did his report, the threat was internal. It was not external. And he ended up losing his job. And so he's suing. And this case is finally coming up to court. I just saw, heard about it yesterday. Didn't really know anything about it. There are two long documentaries to watch on it, so it's supposed to start very shortly, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll come to a good conclusion.
Let's hope. 800-313-9443. If you have a question for our guest tonight, please feel free to call us. Troll free, 800-313-9443. What else is up, Dr. Bill?
Well, and then one of the things that is up is the person who used to have this phone number, your 800 number, call-in number, James Corbett, has had three excellent programs related to Operation Gladio. One with Tom Secker, who did a lot on the 7/7 story, and two with Sybil Edmonds, who I'm sure most of your listeners know about. Sybil Edmonds, who was the translator who worked for the FBI, who really found a whole lot of things indicating inside jobs related to 9/11, but she also got into a whole lot of stuff related to Turkey because she was a linguist who spoke more than one language. She was from she was originally Iranian, of Iranian descent, so she spoke Farsi. She also did intelligence work, again, on Turkey, and there was all this stuff that she got into about Project Gladio, or Operation Gladio, which is basically a continuous situation of constant tension, false flag attacks, and terrorism, which is used to control populations in order to dupe them and to run a terrorist-type government, which is what we have. The Operation Gladio was originally started after World War II. It was stay-behind armies who were supposed to get a resistance started if the Soviets, quote-unquote, invaded Western Europe, which they had no plans on doing. The Soviet Union was trying to rebuild itself after World War II. They lost 20 million people. Their artillery was pulled around with horses. I mean, they didn't have very many tanks. I mean, they were just totally devastated. The United States lost they didn't even lose a million people that I know of, but there were 20 million who died in Russia from World War II. They had no plans on starting another war. They were trying to recover from the second one. And so this stay-behind army developed into a terrorist campaign that used false flag terrorism, Hegelian dialectic, to control the populations of Europe. They undermined all kinds of left-sided political groups by doing terrorist acts and blaming these acts on these left-leaning groups. I remember this back, during the 70s, late 60s, the Red Brigade, all this stuff was supposed to be communist terrorists. Well, it was really CIA-sponsored right-wing terrorists who were doing all this stuff. But there was a whole lot more of it going on in Turkey and in Central Asia, which was in preparation eventually for this invasion of Central Asia that was recommended by Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book in the late 1990s, The Grand Chessboard. And that's basically outlined this plan to go into Central Asia, which included mainly going after Iraq and also Afghanistan. That was kind of a pretext thing. That whole idea of attacking Iran was, there was no real basis for NATO invading Afghanistan after 9/11. Afghanistan had nothing to do with it. There's never been any evidence that showed Osama bin Laden had anything to do with it, and he was in fact an American or a CIA asset who was in a hospital on September 10th, 2001 because he had renal failure and was going on dialysis.
Yeah, good old Tim Osman, huh?
Yeah, right. Right. They were attempting to keep him alive so that they would have this boogeyman to blame everything on. And that's what they always do. They have this boogeyman. But then in the end, they kill these assets that they have when they've lost their usefulness. And that's what, on Osama bin Laden, they didn't kill him in May of 2011. Or 2010, whichever it was, he died in December of 2001 of renal failure. His last known video was December 27th, 2001. Sanjay Gupta, who's the resident doctor on CNN, when he saw this video of Osama bin Laden, said that he had uremic frost, which is a very late sign of end-stage renal disease. And what appears when you're going on dialysis or when you need dialysis, and that he had had a stroke. He couldn't use his left side, and he was known to be left-handed.
Interesting.
And that was the last actual video of him that ever came on. All the videos after that were actors.
They were noticeably different. You could look at the different photos of him throughout the years. Yeah, that's nothing new for many of our listeners, Bill. And it's shocking that Barry Sotero on today's President's Day, you know, he's flashing his accomplishment of putting Osama bin Laden's dead body in the ocean, supposedly. And there's been countless propaganda. They made some movie about it. Anyways, let's take a call. Fred in California is on the line. Fred.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Doctor, I was wondering if you can enlighten me on a statement you made earlier in the broadcast that you felt that we would never go back on the gold standard because there's just too much money out there or currency, that there's not enough gold to back it. Go ahead on that one.
Okay, and I'll get to
you want to go ahead? You want to answer that first?
Yeah, sure.
Then I'll hit you with the next one. It's an easier question.
Okay. Basically, this whole thing about money and gold standards and so forth, you have to understand the secret of money. Money is not something of value. Money is an agent to use to carry out commerce. And to understand how money works and how it's supposed to work, as explained with modern monetary theory and public banking, is that all countries have an innate right to create their own credit and currency. That's one of the main things that provides a country sovereignty. And what these bankers are trying to do is to have a world government and remove everyone's sovereignty. And that's what happened in Europe. The euro and the European Union was the fallback plan of the banksters when it was clear that Germany was losing the war. They sent some people to Vichy to come up with this plan, and what has happened is all these European countries have abandoned their currency, lost their sovereignty, and they have to use the euro for their currency. Well, that gives them no further sovereignty. They have to borrow these euros from this European Central Bank and pay interest on it, and they can't control their economies because they don't control their currency. And as far as the gold thing goes, there's not enough gold to cover all the currency. You can't really do it. Money is really just labor units. Someone performs a service, a professional service, some labor, whatever. They build up a credit based on whatever they've done and what their training is. And, you know, someone who's a construction worker has a certain level of payment for his services for an hour's worth of work. A professional person, a physician has different level of services. An office manager has another level of payment for his hour of work. And so you build up this credit from your work. Money is work is what the basis of value of money is, your own work.
Fred, did you want to jump in?
Yes, I would if I could. And I think it sounds like you're distinguishing currency from money. And money is, right now, we have a debt-based currency. And that's the problem. And the reason why the central bank stepped in was they had the excuse that they could manage our currency better than our banks could. Actually, the Federal Reserve went in there to protect the banks. I have to take issue with you on that. If you have an asset-based currency, let's say it's in gold and silver, and historically it's been that way, I know that when I hand you an ounce of gold, that it represents a certain amount of labor or an asset or a product. Like, for instance, it takes 23.5 gallons of diesel fuel just to get enough dirt out of the ground to actually give enough gold to make an ounce. But when I step in and I have a printing press and I print more money than is backed by the asset of gold, it dilutes the currency system, and that's where we're at now. But I do agree with you that you know, we might not go back to gold. I think it's going to be all electronic. But if you want to respond to that, I'll hit you real quick with a really...
Here, let me explain how an economy works. And this, when I say an economy, I mean a closed universe situation. It's a country, a state, a city, a county, whatever. And if you have a public bank, the public bank has the innate right, and in the federal system would be the Federal Reserve, and a state system it would be a state public bank like they have in North Dakota. That bank issues credit based on the its liquid assets in the bank.
Let's finish this thought when we come back, and Fred, I'll let you get your other question in. Final segment coming up.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
It's the Bob Tuscan Show, and our guest tonight has been Dr. Bill Warrick. And Dr. Bill, I'll let you have your final thought on the currency question there, and then we'll allow Fred to ask his second question. And we're almost out of time, so just briefly end your thought on that, and then we'll let that last question to be asked.
Okay. The thing on currency is controlling the supply, and this is the point that Ellen Brown makes. And her talks on public banking. The bank can only issue credit up to its liquid assets, and there's no no fractional reserve banking under which these banks create this fiat money. That's the key, so that you control the money supply that the public bank of the state or the Federal Reserve, which is really should be a public bank, issues the credit. The credit goes out into the system. The banks lend out the credit to people to engage in commerce. The government spends into the economy an amount to cover the interest, so that the amount of currency in the system is sufficient to repay the loan plus the interest. In our current system, that's impossible because the loans do not include the interest. The interest is not spent into the economy. And so the loans can't be paid back, and so you have to borrow more. And and then you have this fractional reserve system, which creates this fiat money that spirals up the supply, increases exponentially. The banks call in the loans. There's not enough money out there to pay them back because the interest is not in the system. And sure. So the economy crashes, and that's the problem we have.
Financial failure.
If you don't have interest to pay and you control the supply, the system is a self-contained functioning system.
All right. Fred, your final question?
My final question. Back in 2006, 2007, there was a lady that worked for the FBI. She wrote a book. She got her first assignment in New York City and met up with a Secret Service agent in New York City to cover narcotics. During that process, she ran into an Iranian Secret Service agent who was, in the States, non-active, retired, and she eventually found out all this information that was leading to 9/11. I was wondering if you can remember her name. She worked with the arson investigator in New York City.
I'm not aware of the case you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. She was completely stonewalled by the FBI because she was doing better work, on that than anyone else. I was just wondering if you could remember her name or if you ran into her.
No, I did not, so I can't really give you any information on that.
All right. Fred, thanks for the call.
I want to thank both of you for your time. It's very important. What both of you are doing. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Take care. All right, final say here, Dr. Bill Warrick. You have about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. The whole thing is people have to wake up, get this information out, and with getting out the information, hopefully we'll start to catch on and people will do things to improve our situation. But the main thing is to end the wars and to create public banks instead of these private banks and end this debt-based money system.
All right, Dr. Bill Warrick, thank you. We'll have to have you back on again. All right, that's the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.